Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
Welcome back to the Duncan Bruins pregame show. Time to bring in the head coach, Bruce Cassidy, sponsored by Geico. Great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Bruce, in the victory the other night against the Buffalo Sabres, you scored twice on the power play. Danton Heinen was in the middle of both of those goals. Is he showing you that he wants to stay on that top unit?
Yeah, I think the ask of that position, and Jake's been there and a few other guys mixed in, but is to be a net front presence. You know, sometimes it's a matter of flash screens, it's shielding the goalie's view, it's tying up a D so that we can make a bumper play or what have you. And then the next part is recover pucks, work hard to recover pucks. You're usually after the original shot. A lot of times you're the closest to it, so try to free up, be strong on your stick, make a good quick decision where to outlet the puck, or battle for a puck and get a second chance, you know, whatever the situation dictates. Dan's a smart player. I like a smart player in front of there to, you know, sort of be one step ahead. I think the best power plays break down penalty kills after the original shot. You know, who can make the play under duress? Well, they're not set yet, and I think the net front guy always helps in that, and Dan's been doing a good job with that.
I know you love NHL history and Bruins history. David Pastrnak the other night with his 20th goal in 22 games. The list of players that he joins who've been able to do it in Bruins history, guys like Cam Neely and Phil Esposito, just here in the last decade in the National Hockey League, guys like Ovechkin and Crosby. Just how special is what you're watching in the context of that history?
Well, I've been watching David for a number of years now, so in one sense, I don't appreciate when you put names like that up there, because you're with him every day. And then maybe when it's all said and done, you're like, wow, I got to coach that kid when he was sort of just elevating into that superstar status. But without getting ahead of ourselves, he's done a real good job, David. I can't say enough about his work ethic, to work on his shot, his strength to win pucks, his passion for the game to go out there and continue to grow his game. So I'm happy he's getting rewarded. I mean, we all know with goal scoring like that, you know, sometimes the puck's not going to bounce your way. So as long as you stay with it, keep helping the team win. And that'll be the challenge going forward for David when that happens, not to get too frustrated, because that's the negative part about scoring too much, is then you come to expect it all the time, and you don't want that to sort of derail you from, you know, the main purpose of helping your team win. So, but until that day comes, we'll enjoy it. He's fun to watch. He's not arrogant when he scores. He's very respectful of his teammates that help him, so good for him.
Torrey Krug is going to step back into the lineup tonight after missing the first few games. Can you sort of give us a gauge on how the start of the season was for him overall?
You know, the big part of his game early on, I thought, was running the power play. He was certainly keeping everything's in check there. It was very good for us, continues to be good for us. Grizz did a nice job in his absence. It's good to know that you have another guy that can handle it. I think Torrey was starting to build his game away from the puck. What he did really well, or exceptionally well, I thought, through the whole spring last year, was play against top lines night in, night out, and hard. So we're trying to get him to build that mentality into his game every night. The problem you have with that a little bit, when you're not a big man and you try to play that way, then you run into injuries. Well, guess what? You know, he hurt his shoulder trying to, you know, play that way. So we've got to be careful that he expends his energy at the right time, battle hard at the right time. You want it all the time, don't get me wrong, but, you know, be physical when you need to be, but use your feet as well to defend. I think that's one of the, you know, the things with Torrey. If he's more active with his feet like Grizz to close off plays, then you don't need to use your body as much. So for him, it's a bit of a mix. We've got to find that happy medium, but we're happy to have him back in the lineup.
Charlie Coyle's going to play against his old team again here tonight. It'll be the first time he's seen him in Boston at TD Garden playing against the Minnesota Wild. In the big picture, what sort of impact has the Coyle acquisition had on your team?
Well, made us more complete, bigger down the middle, more consistent down the middle. You know, we got our skill guys, Kretsch and Berge, that are good two-way players as well. And you have Corrali, and who's a solid, hard-to-play-against guy. And Coyle's somewhere in between all those three. You know, we want him to drive a line. He's usually got young guys in his line. That's the salary cap world. Still create offense. He's on the power play. Occasional penalty kill. So he's got a lot of things he's got to check off through the course of a game. And typically, that's what a third-line center has to be. So he's really made us much more of a stable team in that regard. We tried different guys last year to various degrees of success, and Charlie was a guy that, because he played in the league and was able to handle that role, so that's it. He's just stabilized, I think, our team and made us a much deeper team and harder team to play against.
Tuukka Rask was awfully busy, and he was terrific the other night against the Sabres. You're going to see Yaroslav Halak go in net tonight here against the Minnesota Wild. What do you want to see from your team to cut down on some of the chances here tonight?
Well, there was urgency early on that Minnesota's a heavy forecheck team, so we have to get back on pucks and have numbers on the breakout and get our feet moving, the appropriate support, get in and out of our end. So, but really, it was we weren't good in any facet. We weren't ready to play. So that, you know, was talked about, and I think it's you know, one of the hallmarks of our team is starting on time, especially at home. So we want to get back to that first. Things tend to take care of themselves after that. This is a highly skilled team, highly competitive team. So if we're on our game and ready to go, typically good things have happened, and that's been the case. So we want to get back to that.
By the way, last thing, you referenced Dominik Hasek after the save that Rask made in the third period the other night, and I know that you just missed Hasek when you were playing in the Blackhawks system, but the other thing with Hasek, when he came into the game, he was not only dominating, obviously his nickname was the Dominator, but can goaltenders now be as intimidating as he was back at the time?
Oh, I think so. When goalies are on their game, they can get into your heads in that regard. I don't think they're Ron Hextall intimidating anymore, where they're going to give you a blocker between the chops, but I think those days are over. You go near the front of the net, or Billy Smith, there's another name from the past that used to, his stick was sharp, but I think they can be intimidating in terms of filling the net, giving you nothing to shoot at, you know, playing their angle so well that you feel like there's just nothing there. There's just nothing there. So that would be the way they get in your heads, maybe more than intimidating you, but certainly I think there's a number of goalies around the league at certain points have done that, and it probably will do it going forward.
Good luck tonight, Bruce.
All right, thank you.
That's the head coach, Bruce Cassidy. Stay with us. The Bruins and the Wild are coming up next.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.